Good afternoon. This is part two, the afternoon session of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team 2, Saturday, April 6, 2013. We're in function room 11 of the International Beijing Hotel, and it's approximately 1:38 in the afternoon. Please go ahead and start your session.
Thank you. This is Brian Cute. We're recommencing ATRT 2. For the remainder of the agenda, what I have is as following. We want to have a discussion on the calendar. We've identified the likely need for a fifth face-to-face meeting, so we'll have a calendar discussion. We also need to – Denise may or may not be back with us today, but Larissa is here. We need to have a discussion on data requests to ICANN staff and next steps for data collection in this initial phase. We also have the meeting with the Who Is Review Team members coming up this week, and we're going to want to have an interaction with the SSR Review Team members as well. So we'll get those organized and on the agenda. And then lastly, one last trip through the issues list, which has now been mapped to the AOC, and close off our discussion on that document. I think we can get through this fairly expeditiously. But let's start with the calendar and the face-to-face meeting. We've, in discussion, identified the need for a fifth face-to-face meeting. From a timing perspective, given the arc of the work, probably the end of August is a good frame to target. And we did have the offer from Stephen to host the meeting in Australia, if I recall, and there he is. So, hello, Cheryl. Welcome back. Like to, I think we should take a few minutes to try to button down a couple dates here for this meeting. It's going to happen. It needs to happen. And to the extent that we can all find a couple days at work for us, let's do that now. So, Stephen, again, with respect to your offer to host, if that is a standing offer.
Definitely.
Okay, terrific. And I think end of August is probably a good time frame. Is that work?
End of August, first week of September. Wouldn't want to go much later than that, but
okay.
But
okay.
End of August would be perfect.
Okay, terrific. Can we pull up just a calendar? August.
Fort Douglas, sir.
Yeah, just a calendar of August, and let's walk through a couple dates. We may not be able to get to perfect agreement, and that's understood, but let's at least take a whack at this. Okay. So we would book two full days of work, and given that folks are coming from far and near. How's the last week of August for everybody? Does that pose an absolute no for anybody on the around the table? Avery?
No.
Okay. And I know we don't have Carlos or Demi in the conversation, unfortunately. Or Heather. Last week of August looking good as a candidate? God bless you. Conflict, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make a portion of the week, or is the whole week a
Wednesday?
Ah. Yeah. Okay. You have a conflict as well, Avery. Fiona? Conflict? Okay. How about the week of the 19th of August? Does anybody have a hard conflict if we schedule it on the week of the 19th? I'm not seeing any. Speak now, because we will go forward and schedule. Okay. I'm not seeing any problems, so we're going to schedule 2 days on the last week of August and notify the team and Stephen. Let me just be precise. The week of August 19th. And then we'll get that out to the team and Stephen, whatever we need to do in terms of coordinating with you. And certainly I know ICANN staff will work. And anyway, and thank you so much for the gracious offer. Looking forward to seeing you there. Wonderful. Okay. Yes, we've just decided. Question, Olivia? It's okay. No.
We were trading surfing jokes. We missed the date. Apologies.
That's all right. Okay. The other thing I wanted to put in front of the team is we do need to talk to ICANN staff about specific requests for data and inputs to this team in this initial phase of data gathering. And I think in that regard, it's not just the data that we'll request, but also the interaction with staff, one-to-one, the ability to ask follow-on questions, and perhaps for additional data once we've seen their first set of data. My sense is that an interaction with ICANN staff face-to-face would also be very productive in the early phase. My sense is that sometime in the second half of May might be a likely window. And the thought I have or suggestion is, could we schedule a meeting in LA for the purpose of interacting with staff, taking their first inputs, doing some follow-up one-to-ones, and I would even suggest that if it were a meeting where the entirety of the team couldn't attend, but everyone could attend at least telephonically, I think this is an important meeting to have. I'm not concerned, but we do have a lot of work in front of us, and effective data gathering in this early phase is going to be critical to getting out good recommendations in December. Is there a sense that would be a good approach, a May meeting in LA for purpose of interfacing with ICANN staff? Larry?
I just think it should be early May, not late May.
Okay, thank you. And the other thing is getting out of Beijing, factoring in ICANN meeting finishing and giving ICANN staff sufficient time to collect data we ask for and be prepared to answer questions. So that was the other reason I was tilting late May.
I'd still say early May.
Okay.
I think
what's the date today?
Plenty of time. Today is April the
6th. Okay. Okay. Alice.
With regards to the meeting in August, I'd like to consider as well the budget as well as the staff availability. So it might be easier to, it's just an offer. It might be easier to have the meeting held in, to hold the meeting either in LA or Brussels or where staff is able to come if you have any implementation questions and so on.
For the August meeting or for the May meeting?
For the August as well.
Okay.
If you're in the data connection process, it'll be easier if you're in LA to meet with staff. Because it might probably be difficult for us to have staff available for you in Australia.
Okay. That's a consideration in terms of ICANN staff availability.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take that offline. Okay. Can we look at the May calendar? The week of May 6th. Is that a non-starter for anyone? Just let me know if that's a non-starter.
That allows 3 weeks between people coming back from here at the absolute earliest. So the question is that enough time for them to have done their homework?
Good question. Thank you. Yes, there's a sense that should be sufficient time. Okay, I'm not hearing any non-starters. for the week of May 6th. And 2 days? Okay. Then we'll take that as a yes, and we'll lock in 2 dates there and come back to the team. Yes, David. Consideration is I can't staff the the majority of ICANN staff will be responding to our questions and providing data about how things were implemented are in LA, okay. I think, and that's the consideration there. You know, it's not. My assumption is most of the concentration is in LA, but if that's not the case, if they're in DC or Brussels, that would be an influencing factor. Yeah. Lisa. Tuesday and May 7th?
Yeah.
That's a no-go. Okay. All right, so let's factor that in as we schedule.
But you can, yeah, I can do it 8, 9, 10.
8, 9, 10? Okay. Could you be there for 8, 9, 10? Or just 9, 10?
8, 9, 10.
Okay. Okay. Come, Lisa, come back to us if you would, and we'll schedule accordingly. Thank you. Okay, I guess let's knock off a couple of easier items here. Allen, sorry.
Are we going to do a doodle to find out exactly which days of those weeks, or how are we progressing from here?
We can do a doodle. So Emily Taylor and some other who is review team members have offered to meet with us on the 10th? Is that Wednesday? Wednesday. So I guess the first question is the 10th, we don't have a proposed time, but is the 10th a non-starter for anybody here? Other than your schedules. Yeah. Go ahead, Olivia.
I can do before 7 a.m. or after 2300.
When are you more lucid?
Now that's a hard question here. Don't know.
Is everyone comfortable with the possibility that a smaller segment of this team would meet with the WHOIS review team members and bring the data back to the larger group? Okay. Yes. Hello, Denise. How are you? Thank you. Alan.
It would be really nice if the people who volunteered to review the WHOIS review team were present for that one, though. So there's a subset of people it would be nice to try to accommodate.
That's a good point. Thank you, Alan. Okay, it's incumbent on us to get back to Emily and her folks and suggest a time or find out what their availability is. Let's start there. Let's find out what their availability is. We'll come back to the team, suggest a time and a place. Whoever can make it, please make it. We will provide the list of questions that we just asked ATRT1 members to them in advance. And as to Alan's point, anyone who has volunteered to review the WHOIS review team's work, please try to make it a priority to attend that interaction. Okay, so look for an email as to the scheduling of that meeting. Also, we want to get an interaction with the former members of the SSR review team. My thought on that right now is maybe for our next conference call, our next scheduled conference call, we could invite the SSR review team members to give a presentation, not a presentation, but have an interaction based on the questions. Does that seem like a reasonable approach? Okay, I'm seeing nodding heads. We'll go ahead and make that invitation to them. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm double booked today. I just wanted to make sure you didn't need anything from me, but I don't have anything in particular, and I need to leave in about five minutes.
Okay, thank you. So that's our calendaring. I think we're in agreement. We'll get details out to you shortly. Look for the doodle polls. Please fill them in. Okay. We wanted to talk with Denise and ICANN staff about data gathering in the short term. And what we've just put on the calendar is on the week of May 6th, having a meeting in Los Angeles for as many of the team members who can make it, others not, can come in telephonically for purposes of discussion with you on kind of the first wave of data gathering with respect to implementation of the respective review teams, and also the ability to interact with ICANN staff who were involved in the implementation. As you suggested, it's a broader team than even the folks who made presentations. So that being said, can I get thoughts from the team in terms of specific requests for data that we might want to put in front of Denise at this moment in time? Understanding, sorry, Larry?
Well, I think she left here yesterday with a whole set of questions, and they were going to ponder how they thought they might want to gather that information. Now, you've just told her we've already been thinking we'll come back out there, but we should hear what recommendation she wants to make.
Thank you. Yeah, given that, what are your thoughts based on the questions we gave you? And
given the collaborative nature of several of the recommendations and improvement projects, we thought it was a good idea to first schedule a conference call that involves staff and leading entities involved in the improvements, and have a discussion with the ATRT or a subgroup, and then allow the ATRT to consider that and then come back and tell us about what additional data gathering and information is needed. In other words, start out with a discussion of all the different elements that you've raised, and then move to a more formal sort of provision of information. So we thought that would probably be the most expeditious thing to do. Given now that you want to meet in May, we can do some initial. You can put some initial answers in writing as a sort of lead up to an in-person discussion. You know, it's really up to you. And of course, staff is in LA, but the board members and GAC members involved in those various implementation projects are in all sorts of places.
So the suggestion is, given the list of questions we've given you, providing some initial written responses to the questions, and then having interactions in terms of discussions, Q&A with staff.
Actually, my suggestion was, this was before you guys decided to meet in LA, was to actually have a conference call and discuss the staff and board and GAC responses to the range of questions and information that you were seeking, and then the ATRT would determine more precisely what additional information and analysis they required.
Well, if we're meeting in the second week of May, there's room in the calendar to have that call before we get there on the week of the 6th, right? Larry?
I think that's the question. Apart from the fact that we've set aside some days, when were you thinking that would be the best time to do that first conversation on the phone? Were you looking at this time frame or sooner, later?
Sooner. I was thinking, just given all that we would start wrangling schedules after Beijing, and certainly try and take care of it in April.
So then a two-step approach where we have that call with you shortly after Beijing to get a finer point on the data requests, and then the meeting face-to-face the week of the 6th?
Right. So, no, not with me, of course, but the members of the board and several different board committees and different board members were involved in driving the different ATRT1 recommendation projects, but get those board members and staff members involved on the phone with ATRT2 members and discuss the questions that have been raised. And similarly, do that for the GAC-related improvement efforts and the public comment forum improvement efforts, and then I think that will be a useful sort of setting of the stage and make the May face-to-face more productive. And if we can do that over the next couple of weeks, and that should give staff some time to pull together additional information and allow you to have a more fulsome and in-depth discussion in May. How does that sound?
Alan.
Yeah, we're not just talking about the ATRT, I thought, though. In May, is our meeting going to be just focusing on ATRT? On ATRT 1, sorry.
No. Well, I mean, the list of questions was cross-cutting, right?
Okay, but what I heard Denise was talking about is the various parts of ATRT 1 recommendations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was focused on ATRT 1. I think those are the most challenging because they involve the broadest cross-section of the community and the staff. But we can do the same thing for the security review and the who is review.
So we're going to segment, do ATRT 1 and then the others separately or combined? Do them all at the same time. Yeah.
All in May. We'll probably have different conference calls to discuss
them. Yes, that makes perfect sense. So leaving it with you to organize those initial conference calls with the various actors who are involved in the implementation, and that will help us refine our interaction the second week of May. So that makes very good sense. Is that clearly understood on both sides? Okay, great. And you'll use the list of questions we gave you again as a guide for now.
Yes.
And that will probably evolve as we continue. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And thanks for coming back.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Okay. All right. So one other item, just a reminder to please leave your filled out declarations with me before the end. Well, there's a signature line for the affirmation that you received the policy. And the declaration itself, I don't believe the declaration itself has a... it does, huh? There should be a statement affirming that you received a copy of the policy. Yes.
Is this a document that we all have received?
Yes, it's a two-page document. It's titled Declaration of Interest and Affirmation Regarding Conflicts of Interest Policy. That's where you fill in the data that's requested in the enumerated questions. And on the second page, there's an affirmation. That's what you have to sign. You don't have a copy?
Where was I supposed to?
They were circulated this morning. Yeah. Hard copies went around this morning?
Yeah. Maybe I was.
Are there extra copies? It's the same thing. It's repeated in the declaration verbatim, right? Or is it different? There's extra questions? Okay.
There's a policy. Okay, there's a declaration. Where's the policy?
Okay. You know what? They need to keep it. They need a copy of the policy.
From the two pages.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. So, I tell you what. It may be duplicative or redundant or whatever. Here's the policy. Okay. On the back of the policy, there is an affirmation. There is a signature line. Please sign it. Turn it back in. We'll get you all a soft copy of the policy so you have it. So you're supposed to have a copy of the policy. Sign the back page of the policy, and the declaration is a two-page document with one signature line. Sign that as well. It's a state your name line. So state your name on the declaration's second page and sign that page and turn it in, please. Okay. So please sign at the back of the policy, turn the hard copy of the policy back in, We will get you a soft copy of the policy so you have it. And on the... Rip off the back page? Yeah, there you go. There's no text from the policy on that last page. It's just a signature line. Okay, that's the solution. Thank you. Good Lord. Okay, revised instructions. On the policy document, sign the back page, rip it off, hand it in. And for the declaration, put your name in the line and sign that page and hand the declaration back in. Thank you. For a total of 3 pages. Okay. And we apologize for all those online having to bear up through this. For the moment. Okay. If there's no further questions on that.
Excuse me.
Yes, Alan.
Lisa and I have a further question. What goes on the line that says by?
By you. Your signature.
Ah, so that's the signature. Your name goes under it.
Oh, dear. Okay, I think we are on to our last item on the agenda. Thank God. The issues list. So, again, I'm not looking for us to trigger a deep discussion. We've been over this and these items a number of times, but we did promise that we would do some mapping of these issues back to the AOC. And also, Carlos and Fiona had done their own mapping document of issues that are cross-cutting and back to the AOC. So let's just take a walk through here. Again, I don't think we have to burn a lot of discussion time. Okay, so this is the issues list. Again, we have our work streams identified. We have volunteers for the work streams. Those people are going to engage and start the work of assessment. This is a list of issues that we created in Los Angeles. Just a walkthrough of what they are, what types of issues they are, how they map back to a section of the AOC, and we'll leave it to the team members individually to begin to incorporate them into their work as they see fit. Number one, looking at the recommendations of the three other groups, ICANN's interpretation of review team recommendations, ICANN's implementation of the recommendations, asking the question, does it satisfy the standard outlined in the affirmation? That is a cross-cutting statement. Larry?
I think that, isn't that work stream 4?
Certainly. Is it a question you'd apply to the other three work streams as well, as a matter of fact, or is it unique to work stream 4? I guess is my question. It's covering it anyway.
If it's looking at taking all three sets of recommendations and making judgments, I think that's what you wrote down as work stream 4. So
it's incorporating.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, metrics or success criteria, how processes can be verified in an accountable and transparent way. That's characterized as a cross-cutting issue across all the work streams. Review methods for continual assessment. And I think that arose out of a question, you know, how do you measure continual assessment, which is a fair question. That's being viewed as a cross-cutting issue. Alan?
Don't those two really go together? I mean, the only way to measure, to track continual improvement is if we have some levels of metrics. Am I missing something?
David.
So the metrics is how you measure the methods for continual assessment is what you're measuring, right? This is how you're making sure the stuff is improving over time, not how you measure that it's being improved over time.
But one presumes the other, no?
One tracks the other.
Can't track something that isn't there. Therefore, there's a relationship between them.
There is a relationship. The question is, do 2 and 3 need to be merged together? Or are they appropriate as standalone? Alfred?
Not that I really want to get too far into this one, but yeah, I see them as standalone because the methods for continual assessment may include metrics, but they may also include other things. And so it's not they don't overlap as sets.
Okay, so we're going to leave them as standalone. Okay. Number 4, legitimacy. And 3 sub-bullets on that. Outreach, governments, and the larger internet community. Really don't have a characterization for this, although there has been some discussion that in terms of high-level themes or touchstones, accountability, transparency, and legitimacy should be 3 touchstones that are cross-cutting for all of our work. Is that is there a general sense that that's an approach we should take? Seeing nodding heads. Okay. The next few. Reference financial matters of new GTLDs. Not sure what below means there. Communications, internationalization of outreach, and risk of capture. These were not identified as priority issues. I'm not quite sure how we're treating these. Does anybody feel strongly or have a specific suggestion? Just keep them there and consider them going forward. Dispose of them, Alan?
I would suggest either dispose of them or keep them on a note sheet that the other, as you're going through your other things, keep an eye out for them, but let's not focus on them as such.
Jürgen?
Yes, thank you, Brian. I think I raised the point at our LA meeting, and I'm afraid I was misunderstood because I was not referring explicitly to the financial issues related to new GTLDs. I was referring to the possible enhancement of transparency regarding financial matters as a whole for ICANN. And I used the reason that now we enter into a new era with the new GTLDs, the amount of money going through the ICANN accounts increased dramatically, and that enhances the need for further transparency, if possible. That was the background for my proposal.
Thank you, Jürgen. So it should be tweaked to financial matters, transparency with respect to financial matters of new GTLDs, or...
Well, no,
or
no.
More, it's a lot broader.
A lot broader, yes.
Okay.
And I heard what Fadi said in his presentation, that he, on a question raised by the French Prime Minister, demonstrated that there was full transparency. But I was told that there might be room for improvement.
Okay.
So I wonder whether we could do something in that respect.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. We should reflect that in the document. I'm not sure that and Larry, maybe you can help. I think in the AOC, in terms of 9.1, I'm not sure that there's an explicit home for that. Paragraph 7 does talk about transparency with respect to budgeting matters, but again, we tried to map these issues as either cross-cutting or to a specific section. We'll keep it up there, Jürgen, restated as you suggested, and consider it as we move forward. Okay, any other discussion on the items in white? So number 5, has the board process used to review, implement, and oversee recommendations of review team? It's not sure, but what that means, it's poorly captured. But it does refer to 9.1A. No?
No, I think that's a work stream four. That's the last sentence of paragraph nine. I think that's what that was intended to capture.
Okay.
In terms of how the board has gone about its review of the three teams, which I think is part of work stream four.
Okay. Work stream four, please. Just in terms of mapping.
I might suggest change has to review.
Review the board process. So first word is review. Thank you. Okay, six, accountability of GAC operations. That maps to 9.1B. Seven, review of recommendation number six from ATRT1. That maps to 9.1B and C. Is that, I'm not sure about that. No, not B. I think that would be E. Yeah, I think so. That's PDP, which implicates policy versus implementation. Yeah, that's E, 9.1E. Yeah, B's GAC, C's public input, E, one down. Yes, that's E, 9.1E. Okay. And the next one down that's not enumerated would also be 9.1E. Okay. Number eight was efficiency, effectiveness, and legitimacy. Cross-cutting issues. If the team is looking to accountability, transparency, and legitimacy as three touchstones throughout its work, this is a different statement. I think efficiency and effectiveness personally are kind of sub-elements of all those three, or can inform those three. But that's a cross-cutting statement. Any strong feeling? Number nine, greater emphasis in analysis, specifically with respect to security and stability. That's 9.2 in the AOC. So that may be, is that beyond our scope? Security and stability, SSR, pardon me, that's SSR, right. Okay, 10, transparency as a default condition. That's a cross-cutting issue. That's now embedded in our definition of transparency. 11, how can we be effective and efficient while improving full multi-stakeholder participation, accountability, and transparency? I'm assuming that we as ICANN. Right, how can ICANN? Let's make that change. How is that different from 8? I'm not quite sure how that's different. Well, that's characterized as a board issue, 9.1A. That's how it's been mapped. Any strong feeling?
When I would think 8 and 11 almost sound the same to me, so I would think they'd be treated the same, wouldn't they?
As cross-cutting issues?
Yeah.
Okay. 11, cross-cutting. 12, scalability, question mark. Who put this forward? Do we have the person who recommended this as an item here to provide context? No? Olivier.
Thank you, Brian. It's Olivier from the transcript. I don't remember whether I've come up with that or someone else, but would that be maybe scalability of ICANN in view of the number of new registrars and registries, etc., that will be coming in? I don't know.
It's one fair interpretation. I don't know, unless I hear from the author what the intent was. Could be Demi or Carlos. So let's hold that there with a question mark, and we'll come back to it. 13, analysis of and transparency around financial matters of new GTLDs. Ah, there it is again. But captured by the broader statement that we made earlier. So do we leave this, or do we delete this and recognize this under the umbrella of Jürgen's broader articulation?
Who was that assigned to, or was it cross-cutting?
It was mapped to 9.1A as being within the ambit of the board. Was the earlier one cross-cutting or assigned? Can you go back up, Alice? Jürgen.
To my mind, it's a clear topic to be dealt with on 9.1A. And I think it's an important point.
Board of Directors.
It's clearly a question of good governance.
Okay. And that's how it's currently mapped. Avery?
I have a question on this. We talk about financial matters, analysis of and transparency of, but then we always seem to caveat it with new GTLDs. And I'm wondering whether we shouldn't be talking about transparency around any ICANN financial matters. Thank you.
Jürgen.
Yes, can I respond to this?
Of course.
I completely agree, Avery. You're right. When I mentioned GTLDs, that was just another explanation why it is even more important now. But I agree with you. That's correctly, we should make it a general analysis.
I thought we were doing that in this one in the white row, transparency of financial matters of new GTL. I thought we made that broader.
Let's get rid of the first white.
Yes, Jürgen.
Well, if you delete off new GTLDs below, then we are there. Avery and I agree on this, I think.
Okay. And it's still mapped to 9.1A, a responsibility of the Board of Directors. Okay. So just delete, yeah. And then put 9.1A, and that's properly captured. And then you can delete row 13. Yeah. You just delete the row, yeah. Okay, 14, organization and workload priorities and management take into account broader context. Again, a question mark, not sure of intent. Is the author of that in the room? If not, we're just going to hold a question mark and see if we can get clarification. Okay. 15, communication, what is accepted by the larger community? On that, map to 9.1D. And then internationalization of outreach, 9.1A. Oh, yes, Jürgen?
I wonder whether you should add 9.1D on that one as well.
On 15?
On 16.
16D. Yes. Okay. 17, capture. Are there transparency, apparent, and accountability, actual issues? Source of ICANN resources, to whom the resources come from? Decouple where you get the resources and what community you face. A little rough there. Sorry, folks, not the best capture. That was a joke. Not the best capture. Yeah. How about that? 9.1C, yeah, I can hear you out there. I can hear you breathing. 9.1C is the best guess, unless somebody can provide clarity. 18, skills and training, look at more closely, measure associated with that part of ATRT1 work stream. I believe that was the board training, specifically 9.1A. 19, visibility of GAC registry, effectiveness, relationship with the board, formal process for deciding GAC advice is needed, part of ATRT1 work stream, that is a 9.1B item. And then last, IP address policy development and implementation, 9.1E. Is that right? Is that correctly mapped? Okay. All right. We'll come back to the two with question marks and see if we can provide clarity, but again, this is at our disposal to refer to going forward and think about incorporating specific items into the work streams. And I think, where's my notes? There we go. Okay, I actually think we are done. So, yes, Avery?
On that capture one, can we also add an E to the C? I forget what number it was. It was in the teens when we talked about capture.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an unclear thing, but the E relates to policy development process, and that's definitely one of the things that gets abridged by capture.
Okay.
Or overruled by capture, or destroyed by capture.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Just enough of that. Okay, just a couple of thoughts, too. And this is something that, before we move to close, and I'll ask if there's any other business. In drafting the questions for the ATRT1 review team members, there was a question I recall that we made an edit to, and the suggestion was the form of the question has an assumption built into it, that something wasn't done well or something to that effect, and we made the correction. Just as an observation going forward, in all of our work, it's really incumbent on us to approach it with the utmost objectivity. And every one of us comes from some part of this community. Many of us have long, deep histories with ICANN. Many of us have personal views with respect to some of these items. But in terms of conducting our work, it's really critical for the legitimacy of our output that we do it with objectivity to the highest degree possible, so that how we frame questions, how we discuss these issues, this should be the goal. We cannot operate on assumptions. We have to approach this work from a clean sheet of paper. We have to gather data from the staff, from the community. We have to analyze it and come up with recommendations that are informed on that basis, on data, inquiry, analysis, and results, and that has to be our formula for success. So just a couple of thoughts to leave you with, that we keep focused on catching those little moments where maybe an assumption is built into our work before we've given a fair chance for data collection and analysis. With that being said, any other business, any other items before we close? Okay, the vice chairs and I are going to meet this week to do a stock taking on the outstanding work items and make sure that we've got administratively everything organized. Avery?
I just wanted to mention one other thing that was on the schedule, and it never came up, so I wanted to make sure that it didn't get lost, and that was that the NCSG, and it wasn't at my prompting, had invited this group, the ATRT2, or however many were around and available to come in, because they wanted to actually come and talk to the team. So it's on the schedule for Tuesday at I forget what time it was, at 3.
So Tuesday at 3.
At 3.
NCSG would like to
NCSG
meet.
NCSG had invited, and we talked about it, I think, on the phone or at a previous meeting.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to remind people of that. Whoever is available, that would be a good thing.
So just remind me, we extended an invitation to them,
or
vice versa?
No, they invited, in other words, on that, they requested the ATRT to come to them.
Okay.
I presented it to the group.
All right.
At a previous meeting. There was no objection. And it was on Alice's list. It's just it's never been mentioned, so I wanted to mention
Thank
it
you.
So that it wasn't forgotten by whoever was here and available.
Thank you. Okay, so Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and we have a location?
Well, you have a calendar invite, that's for sure.
Okay, all right, so...
It's function 9.
Room function 9. Okay, so whoever can attend, please attend. I'll endeavor. Yeah.
Do you want to use the same slides as the public session slides?
Which slides?
The interaction with the committee session? Or
I don't even know if you need the slides. I think they wanted to come. I mean, they were hoping that you would come and they could talk to you.
So more of an interactive Q&A session.
I would think,
okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Then we won't need the slides.
Listen.
Everyone who can attend, please attend. Tuesday at 9. And is there any other business? Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Sorry. And is there any other business? Fiona.
Is it possible that Alice can send us the list of who's in which work stream so that we can begin to consult each other and get the work started?
Absolutely. Great suggestion. Look for the doodle polls on our calendar items and fill those out, please, as best you can. Alan?
Yeah, something I mentioned earlier, if we're going to be completely open and public with everything, we either need to have all the work streams sending all of their mail to the separate single list or have separate work stream mailing lists.
If we're going to establish separate work stream mailing lists, they will be open to the public. That is our default position.
Yes, of course. I was just suggesting that maybe we need to establish separate mailing lists if we don't want to inundate the main mailing list.
That was actually for anyone in the team who was going to set that up. Thank you. Any other items? Okay, thank you all very much. Good day and a half. Thank you.